This is Bob Doty with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Google is a powerful tool for users of the electronic communication system called the Internet. Computer users connecting to the Internet can use Google to search for any word, name, or idea. Google finds electronic documents or web pages with news, information, almost anything. More than 80 million people use the Google web page each month. Two young men, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, started Google in 1998. At the time, they were students at Stanford University in California. They created a search engine, a way to look for words on the Internet. The technology they developed chooses web pages with the links closest to the word or words the user is searching for. Google was not the first Internet search engine, but people found it easy to use. Today, Google performs 200 million searches every day. It can search more than 4,000 million web pages at one time. Yet, each search takes less than 1 second. Google has even become an action word. To Google means to search for information on the Internet. The search service that Google offers is free, but Google also provides links to web pages of companies that sell goods and services. Companies pay Google every time someone uses it to connect with their web page. The amount a company pays depends on its size. Google's business has grown very quickly. The company made almost $1,000 million in 2003. Its profit was more than $100 million. Late last month, Google announced that it wanted to become a public company. This means that Google will sell its ownership shares to the public. The company hopes to raise about $2,700 million this way. But it has not said how many shares it would sell. It also has not set a price for the shares or the date when they will be sold. Some business experts have criticized Google for not releasing enough information about the company before the sale. But there is no question that investors are interested in the company's shares. The people who may gain the most from the sale are Mr. Brin and Mr. Page. Each man owns 15% of the company. After the sale, they could both be worth several thousand million dollars. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. This is Bob Doty.